Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet, your interim host, because Ewan Rankin is just too darn busy for us. And I say that with love. Also, that's awesome that Ewan is so busy that that he needs an interim host. So go, Ewan. Today is another special edition of the Mac Show because we are doing keynote poker. Today is October 15th, so it's the Friday before a rare Monday keynote from Apple on October 18th. So we are doing our usual keynote poker, and I can't wait to see just how badly I lose. All right, so we have an awesome panel today. First up, Chuck Joyner, how are you?
I am doing great, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And I'm glad to see that you're still wearing your Breast Cancer Awareness Month shirt.
I am indeed. I am indeed. It's a pretty important thing. And the more
I agree.
It's just a subtle reminder that folks need to pay attention to it.
They do. And you should get checked regularly. And I believe that an early check saved my mom's life. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Jeff. Good for her.
Good for her. Yep. Patrice, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I was in touch with iOS last night, and then I slept really, really well. And actually, that did get quite a bit of things done today, like for a change. Like, I haven't done much in the last 2 weeks. I mean, other than like reworking a lot of background stuff on the BTM side, under my server as well. But today was a good day.
Awesome. And I feel like I am especially privileged because for all of you, well, except Callum, I've been on multiple shows with you.
Yeah, that's true. It's number four this week. We should add one for the weekend. Like, just do it. It's just like, can't be that I'm not going to see you in for a couple days.
You know, we can just record something and
yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it's not like any of you actually need to go do work today. So
no.
You know, we'll just
work.
We can just record. And Callum, I'm bummed that this is the only show that I have done with you this week, but it's great to see you. How are you?
I'm very good. I think people need to break less stuff, and that way I'll be less busy. I can come on more shows. That's how we need to do it, I think.
That seems reasonable. Okay, definitely. Everyone, take a week off from dropping your Apple stuff so that Callum can do an extra show.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
That seems fair. Yep. And Dave, how are you doing?
Doing great. Oh, yeah, we came off of In Touch with iOS yesterday, and glad to be back here and have some fun predicting what's going to be announced.
Yes, yes. And I'm looking forward to hearing everyone's predictions. And I think I have some solid predictions this time. Well,
I have too many. That's a problem.
Yes. Yeah, deciding which of my predictions. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
I want to mention, like I did last night, like between the shows, between Big Show and In Touch with iOS, I did a little like event poker. I don't know what to call it. The event poker standings. Basically, I gave everybody who won 3 points, second place got 2 points, and third place got 1 point. Everybody else got nothing. So as of today, like not including next week, obviously, I have 5 points. David has 3, Ewan 2, Jeff 2, Chuck 1, and everybody else like Callum, Muller, Bob Beach got nothing so far. So plenty of room for everybody to win. I mean, if you look at like the last predictions, it was close. Like, I think it was like four or 5 points within the top four. So,
Patrice, I didn't know you were an accountant.
Yeah, I had a little fun with Google Sheets. So that was actually a fun little project, like doing like from like who won what to like ordered list is not as easy.
I think there's a little cooking of the books though with the scores. But
that's a, you that's can a you can check discussion. It if you want. You can
that's
check
a whole other discussion.
Everything is transparent. You can always go in. Like I shared a sheet, and you can go in and check everything.
All right, Chuck, break out your calculator.
I have an iPhone.
Feel free. All right, Chuck, break out your iPhone.
I won't do it now because I don't want the smoke to be rising in front of the camera, you know, from all the calculations.
All right, fair enough. So turn your back to us, break out your calculator, and it'll be fine. Okay, so Patrice, do you want to go over the rules real quick so that everyone is up to speed?
Yeah, let's do a quick reading of the rules. As always, the rules haven't changed actually in the last two times. Nobody mentioned anything should be added or changed. So the keynote poker consists, or the event poker, I should change that, consists of two rounds. In each round, each one of us will have the chance to make one prediction about the upcoming event. Predictions will have to be concrete and be deemed risky. Like if you say, I don't know, Tim Cook is going to be on stage, probably not risky enough. Or, I mean, the obvious one is for the iPhone event is like, oh, a new iPhone is announced. That's kind of too obvious and too simple. So we want to make it a little bit entertaining and interesting. And I mean, as we've seen in the last two pokers, the obvious things usually don't bring you much in points because everybody just bets 5 points. And so it's just a zero for everybody. Predictions cannot be repeated by another panelist. So if I tell you something about macOS Monterey and I say it comes in like the background color is pink, you can't do that again. For each prediction, the entire panel, including the person who predicted it and including the chat room, can bet points from -5, meaning absolutely not going to happen, to +5, absolutely going to happen. If a prediction is deemed correct, if it's either announced or shown on a slide or in a video. So nothing before or after the event. Like the event itself is the only thing that counts. And then after the fact, we tally up the predictions. Everything that is correct gets the positive points. Everything that is not correct, you get basically the negative points. So you can either win points or lose points, basically. And there is a possibility, and we have had that happen, that someone can end up with negative points in total, which means they're pretty bad. We've had a pretty bad track record, I checked. Pretty bad track record at guessing what would happen. So there's that. And then obviously the person with the most points win. And in case of a tie, there's a coin toss. That's about it. And we used our trusty random.org calculator random thingy to come up with a random list, random order of people, so nobody like has an advantage over others.
Okay, so what's our random order for today?
That would be Callum first, then Jeff, then Chuck, then Patrice, and then David. And obviously, as we go, that's like basically for the first round. As we bet, we always start with the person who predicts it and then just go like around the list.
All right. And in the chat room, Bob Beach is asking what the price for winning is. And that's easy. It's glory for the empire. Kapla!
Hail the empire. Hail the Terra empire. Firma. What was it? Terra firma.
Today is a good day to die.
A cloak by the end of this.
Oh my God.
Today is a good day to predict.
Totally is. And this time around, we don't even have to wait all that long because the event is on Monday instead of Tuesday. So,
right.
There's that.
Okay. So let's hop in with the first round.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Okay. That would be you, Callum.
Yep.
Okay. Goes first. My first prediction is. But on the new MacBooks that Apple look like they're going to release, there will be more than just Thunderbolt ports on there. It will have more than just your standard 2 or 4 Thunderbolt ports.
So the new MacBook Pro, you said? Or just MacBook?
Any MacBook that they release. Okay.
So if does that delayed. Mean extra ports or a new type of port?
A new type of port. So something that isn't a Thunderbolt port. So they can release, if they release a 4-port M1 MacBook, that doesn't count. But if they release it with an SD card slot or HDMI port or something, that counts.
And the audio jack doesn't count either, right?
No, because that's already there.
What if they add audio input back to the audio jack? Would that count?
No, that's the same port. It's just a different
port. It's the same. I'm just trying to think. Okay. It's the same port. So it's got to be different to the configuration we've seen. So at the moment, it's just 4 ports with a audio jack. It's got to be something different to that.
Okay.
Or additional to that.
Interesting.
And I'm obviously going to go plus 5.
Okay, so 5 points for you. Okay, let me just copy that. Okay, Kellen plus 5. Jeff.
I'm going with minus 5.
I mean, it like the way he phrased it, it's only one MacBook, right? Doesn't matter. Like, it's not on all of them.
No, it just has to be one.
Read it back, Patrice, just to be sure.
A new MacBook will have more than just Thunderbolt ports.
So does that
Thunderbolt include and audio jack?
Yeah, and the audio jack doesn't count. Yes.
So does that include the MacBook Pro or just a MacBook?
Any new MacBook. Announced MacBook.
That's not what I ask. Is the MacBook Pro a MacBook?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the name MacBook in the name.
Okay.
All right, Chuck, what's your bet?
Plus 5.
Any MacBook there has been this rumor, but I'm not sure I believe it. So I'm going to go with minus 3. I just don't like I know a lot of people want it, but I just don't see Apple going back to 20, whatever that was. Like 2015,
2016. I've really split people in the chat as well. This is good. I'm pleased with this.
That's perfect.
It isn't just everyone going plus 5 or minus 5. It's good. I'm happy with it.
David. What's your guess? You're muted. I'm mute.
I'm going to predict that they are going to bring back the MagSafe connector on the Mac.
You're too early. You didn't pay attention. Yeah, we need Oh, is that not your prediction? Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Do you need some tea? Had
a work.
Do you need some tea?
I'll try and pour it.
Had a work distraction here. Apologize. I will go plus 5.
Okay, plus 5 on that one, and we already know why. So let's see. What is the chat room saying? I see a plus 4. I see a minus 5. I need from the chat room. I need a decision. Plus 4, minus 5.
Buller and Bob Beach are currently arguing, so.
Okay, let them argue. We'll just continue with the next one, which is Jeff.
All right, so my first prediction is Tim Cook will be wearing a gray shirt for the event. And I give it a plus 5, of course.
What does, gray... Is there any ambiguity in gray? I mean, maybe gray versus black could be hard to judge, but I would say we know it when we see it, right?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, if we look at a shirt and we're saying, oh, that's black,
mm-hmm.
or we're looking at a shirt and we're saying that's not a gray color, I mean, it should be fairly obvious. I mean, looking at what we're wearing today, I see three gray shirts, and one of them, depending on the lighting, could be considered something other than gray, which is mine, because mine's a very dark gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but then we wouldn't be able to tell. Like, if it looks black on a video, well, then it is black.
Yeah, if it looks black on the video, then we will consider it a black shirt.
T-shirt or button down? I mean, Tim Cook is always wearing button down, so I don't think.
Yeah, Tim is always doing the button down shirt. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I'll leave that part out.
Okay, Jack, what do you think?
I'm going to go -3 on that, Jeff. Sorry. I just would be.
Well, I'd like to point out he wore blue at the last mm-hmm. keynote.
He did.
Yeah. But I don't see gray.
No.
You know, I just, yeah, -3.
Yeah. I'm going to go -5. Two reasons for that. One, I think Tim Cook likes colors and likes to dress in nice colored shirts. And two, gray is not a particularly interesting color on a live stream. Like on video, just thinking about it, Steve Jobs Theater with all that black around them and the massive projection screen behind, and then he's wearing gray. It just doesn't look very nice. Like it looks all like gray over black over. Like I think he wants to stand out a little bit, so not going to do that.
I'm going to totally take this round.
Chat room says -4 for the previous question, so I'm going to clock that in. David?
I kind of agree with Patrice. I'm going -5. The gray, there was black and there was blue shirts. Yeah, I don't see it.
I'm pretty sure he's worn gray before.
I think you're right, Jeff, but I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I appreciate that everyone is going with negative numbers on this one, so that I jump way ahead.
Right. Or are you going to throw someone way back? Either way.
It's, either way, I'm making a leap.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good one. Okay, the chat room actually, funny enough, agreed on -5. So Callum, it's on you.
-4, just in case, but
just in case.
Okay. I mean, you know, it could be any color. There's no.
Yeah, there's so many colors. Predict it. Yeah, so it could be pink. It could be purple. I mean, could be at least.
It could be pink. Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah. Could be.
Could be orange for Halloween.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing the only thing I'd hope is if it is grey, I hope it's IMM Max grey. But other than that.
Okay.
As if there's any other color choice.
Yeah, you should send him an IMM Max shirt and then you should wear
imagine? That would be hilarious.
Awesome. Oh. Okay. Good. Next one is Chuck with his prediction.
I predict that we will not see the rumored colored MacBooks.
What do you mean with colored MacBooks? So
the colored MacBooks that are allegedly going to be seen are allegedly going to be out there to match the colored iMacs.
Okay, so we're basically keeping the, what is it right now? Space, black, gray, whatever, and silver?
It's not impossible that they could, add another color to that. But I'm saying that so let's revise that. Let's just say we will not see any Mac, any devices. No, that won't work. Any MacBooks or MacBook Pros released in the colors to match the iMacs.
Okay.
How about
the M1S? Not see MacBooks in iMac colors. There is that go. Okay? We will not see MacBooks in iMac colors.
Correct.
Okay. So they could do I don't know, rose gold or something, but it's that's different.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, somebody will split the hair. I'll beat Mueller to it. That, you know, yes, I know they do a silver iMac, I think. So, you know, that I'm talking about the non-standard colors, the pastel.
Blue, matching it in the red.
The pastels. And the orange. Yeah, the pastels.
Matching it color for color. Yeah.
We will not see MacBooks matching iMac colors.
There you go.
Silver does not count.
Silver does not count. Silver does not count.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm five on that.
Okay. That's a difficult one. I mean, I'm really hoping that Apple does more with colors. And I mean, they have been doing that on the consumer line, but on the pro line, they've been pretty boring. So yeah, I'm gonna go with you on that one and say it's a plus four. Like, I'm not 100% convinced, but it's pretty close. Like, I just think it's a pro line, and Apple tends to keep it simpler and more muted there. And the iMac, the consumer iMacs that we've seen so far have been pretty like loud color wise. And I don't think that matches. What's next? David.
I'm going to say plus one. I kind of see that it's possible, but I'm not 100% confident. I agree with Patrice that the MacBook Pros have always not been in the multitude of colors in the past. You know, if you think back to the MacBook, that was the only one that really had the rose gold and the other alternative colors. So I'm not too overly confident, but give you plus one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you there. The chat room, I'm still discussing. I see a plus five from Bob Beach, but nothing from the rest.
Can I ask for a clarification, Chuck?
Okay.
Do you mean any MacBook or MacBook Pro, or just the MacBook Pro?
No, I mean any laptops.
Okay.
Which should be MacBook
anything
Pros.
On a MacBook. Yeah, I mean, we don't know, but it's very unlikely that we will see standard MacBooks. So we don't know, like, possible. minus three from Mueller. So he thinks there will be the colors will match. Interesting. Callum.
I think a plus five. I don't think we'll see any sort of deviation from the three main colors at the moment. They're gonna stick to it. I think you might see a gold MacBook, but that isn't gonna match anything that's out with the iMacs anyway. So plus five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And Jeff,
I'm actually torn on this because if it was just MacBook Pro, plus five, but if Apple announces a non-pro model, I could see adding more colors there. So what it really comes down to for me is, will Apple introduce a non-pro model MacBook on Monday? And I'm going to guess no. So let's go with a plus five. I might as well commit.
Okay. So another super successful round for this one. And then David, not me. Chat room has agreed on a plus four. So let's go with that one. So that brings me to my first one. So I had a thought about the touch bar. You might need to help me phrase that correctly. I had a hard time doing that earlier. So I'm saying that there will be a MacBook that does not come with the current iteration of the touch bar. So the touch bar that we know on the current Macs, you know, with like the touch bar and then I think the escape key and the touch bar,
the touch ID at the end.
They're separate right now. And I'm saying either they completely remove it or they have a new iteration that looks different. Like, it has to be different enough that you can tell.
So could you phrase it going, coming in from the other side? The okay. current iteration of the touch bar will be gone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
because you could have a new iteration completely. Of the touch bar,
yeah.
meaning the previous would be gone. Or mm-hmm. if you take the touch bar away completely, the touch bar is gone.
Yeah. The question is it for all devices? Like that
I'm not sure about. Can it include added features as well? So the touch bar is the same, but they include tactic feedback or something like that.
Oh, that's a good just question. I would say it has to change the touch bar, either visually or feature wise. Like if it looks exactly the same, behaves exactly the same, it's the same thing. But if they added haptic feedback, I would count that as a change, as a new iteration.
It's also possible they'd eliminate it altogether and just have a touch ID.
That's why I said, like, that's for me. I wanted to keep both options, like either completely removing it, which I think is more likely, or changing it differently, but like not keeping it around as it is. That's kind of the point. So I will say the current iteration of the touch bar will be gone. And hopefully they will talk about it at all. I mean, you might see it in the video. Like sometimes you just look at the video and you see, okay, there's a touch bar. It looks the same. Okay, I lost that one. So I'm giving that a plus four because I'm not 100%. No, actually, I'm going to go with plus five. Like, let's just go all in. So David, what's your thought on that one?
If you're saying it's going to be gone, I'm pretty confident with that. I'm going to go plus five.
Okay. More confident than I am.
I think the touch bar has had a lot of bad, you know, just mm-hmm. bad in general. People just don't find it to be a waste. That it just isn't practical. Yeah.
They haven't talked about it in forever. Like, I don't remember the last time Apple even talked about it at all. I mean, I think maybe when they introduced the escape key, that was the last time. They haven't talked about it anywhere. Like, it's not in any material anywhere. It's like, oh, awesome touch bar. No, they just don't talk about it.
Well, chat they also room don't talk prominent. About function keys.
It's true, yes. It's true. Okay, Jeff.
I guess I'm going to waffle on this one and go with a plus three. I don't think the touch bar is going away. I think Apple's committed to it, but I'm not sure they're going to make a material change that would qualify as the current iteration of the touch bar being gone.
I'm sorry, I skipped Callum, by the way. The order was more random than before this time.
Ever changing. I'm going to go with a minus five, and my reasoning is actually going to be contrary to my prediction earlier, because the way they've been with the M1 stuff is all of the changes have been internal. The sort of structure of the machine has pretty much consistently been the same as the model previous, and I don't think that's going to change this time around. I think they're going to bring out a 16-inch, which is going to look exactly the same, just have the new processor, and perhaps a 14-inch, but they're just going to squeeze a bit more from the bezel. So I don't think they're going to change it this time around. I think perhaps the next time they release a MacBook is when it would change, if it's going to change.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So this one's going to divide us a little bit. What does Chuck think?
I'm trying to decide whether to vote with my head or my heart, because my my head says they will drop it. My heart doesn't want them to drop it, because I think the touch bar could be better but I still like it a lot.
I mean, it does. So, we didn't say it's dropped completely. It could be replaced by something like a new iteration of it, some improvement on the touch bar.
Yeah, I'm afraid sure there's too
nice
much
for scrubbing through video and audio.
Mm-hmm. It has some advantages. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, boy, this is a tough one. This is a tough one.
That's why I picked it.
Yeah. Patrice, I want to go. Oh shoot! No, I'm gonna go -2.
-2. Okay, interesting. Why? Do you think they're just gonna keep it around as is and not touch it?
I don't know. There's part of me that says that on a pro machine, this it can be very useful. Jeff just brought up the video scrubbing, mm-hmm. which was an excellent point. And so, you know, I don't feel like I want to go strong on either side. You know, I would love to see them do some kind of revision or some kind of revision in software to change it and improve it and make it a little more customizable. But because, you know, that has been sort of a challenge to do in any kind of easy way right now. So I would love to see that be their revision to the touch bar. You know, just keep the hardware and then revise the interaction. But I don't know. So yeah, I'm going to stick with -2.
Okay, interesting. So Chatroom is giving that one a +5. So we're going to see what happens. Now it's your turn, David.
Okay. I rethought my prediction. I do not think they're going to announce a Mac Mini at the event. I think that the focus is going to be MacBooks, MacBook Pros. That's been the focus for a while, and I think they're going to wait a little longer on the Mac Mini, and that's what I mm-hmm. I thought.
So I wrote down no announcement of a Mac Mini.
Right, and I'm going to put that as a +5.
Okay. No announcement of a Mac Mini. So if it's mentioned somewhere. If it's just mentioned somewhere, it doesn't count. It would need to be like a change to the Mac Mini. Like if they just say, "Oh, Mac Mini is still in the line,"
right?
How would we judge that? It would still not be an announcement, right?
The rumors have been the Mac Mini Pro, mm-hmm. quote unquote Pro. I think mm-hmm. if anything, it might get a bump. I don't see it being a full out
mm-hmm.
release because it's only a year old. I mean, where the MacBook Pros are way overdue.
Mac Mini.
Yeah, does a bump qualify? I would say a bump qualifies.
Bump qualifies as an announcement, I would say.
Yeah.
If they say, oh, we have the Mac Mini and now it has the new, I don't know, M2 chip in it,
that's an announcement. Yeah, if they don't mention it, then it's okay. if it's kind of silently done, then
okay.
Then
that's why I asked about the mention. Like if they said, "Oh, the Mac Mini is still on the lineup," and that's it. Like they never talk about it at all after that. Is that like in your spirit? Is that an announcement?
Are you basically saying a hardware change, to the current Mac Mini?
I'm saying it won't be announced in the event, and it'll be quiet change that all of us find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think then maybe we should rephrase it into no hardware change on the Mac Mini. Like if they don't talk about it at all, then like hardware doesn't change. Even if they ask, I mean, that for our intents and purposes. If there's a press release after, it's like, oh, by the way, the Mac Mini changed. That doesn't count anyway. So,
right.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Let's rephrase it. No hardware change of Mac Mini. Okay. And you gave that a +5. The chat room probably still needs some time. So let's go with Callum.
So I'm a touch confused. are we saying there is not going to be a new Mac Mini machine or hardware announcement, basically.
Right.
So I'm going to go -5 because I think there is. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll do. -5.
And thanks, Jeff, for fixing the typo. Like I forgot the no at the beginning.
I figured that was kind of a critical word. So
yes, very important. Yeah. And good thing that you're paying attention. So, okay, -5 for Callum. So you think they're going to do something with the Mac Mini?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Jeff, what do you think?
I think it's very plausible that we could get some sort of refresh for the Mac Mini. Mm-hmm. But I don't expect it will be discussed during the keynote. So I will give it a +5.
Okay.
I'm basing it on the track record of the Mac Mini. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
true.
Where my thought is here. Yeah.
I think the last time they really talked about the Mac Mini was kind of around the M1 introduction when they had those iPads and a Mac Mini chassis, basically. Yep. Chuck.
Wow. This is another head and heart thing, but it's complicated by the fact that
I want them to announce it, but I just don't think they're going to.
I mean, it would be great, even if they would not put the new chip, whatever the new chip is called, into the Mac Mini. You know, it would be great to see them do, you know, some additional mm-hmm. ports and everything on it. So, you know, that would qualify for the bump. So, but and then Jeff had to say what he did about, you know, if they make it,
it's harder to bet later because it's more information.
All right. So I'm going to say maybe, I want to go +2 on this one.
Okay. So +2 means it's more likely that they're not going to do anything.
Okay. +2 means it's more likely they're not going to do anything. No. Mm-hmm. -2. Sorry.
-2 then. -2. Okay. -2. That's why I would clarify.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. That's my turn then. That's a really difficult one because I mean, my heart says absolutely they will do something because I want to believe it. Like I've been wanting to buy a Mac Mini for like 2 years probably. I've been waiting for it for like a while now. Like I basically decided beginning of the year that I would wait for the next iteration. So I really hope that they're doing it. But the track record is a good point. Like, I mean, they barely ever talk about it. It's like, it's kind of balancing out between those two points. I mean, it's hilarious. If you look at the current Mac Mini, it's hilarious. Like the insides are basically just empty space. Like there's, because the logic board is so tiny because they don't need much space, then like the casing is like it's over. Like it was clearly designed for a different generation of Mac Mini. So I really hope that they will completely redesign it and make it like do something with the space. On the other hand, or like in addition to that, they also have the Intel Mac Mini still in the lineup right now because it has more ports. And I have a feeling they want to drop that one. So that would require some change to the Mac Mini. They could just do like a press release and just say, well, the Intel Mac Mini is gone and now we have a 4-port whatever, M2.
See, I think that's more likely what'll happen.
Yeah, but I think they're going to announce it. I think they're going to talk about it. I think this is one of the devices where they have a chance to do something interesting with, because the form factors of the others are for the most part set. I mean, they did it with the iMac where it like changed slightly. But you could argue other than the colors, how big that change actually was. But the Mac Mini is something where they can completely rethink it, where like the chassis doesn't fit at all for what it could be. So I'm gonna go with a -5 on this one. I'm gonna say they're absolutely going to talk about it. It's like,
cool.
Long story, but yeah. So
talk through it.
Chandrum is saying a -1. So kind of not convinced either way, I guess. So that brings us to the prediction for the chat room, and they probably haven't prepared one. So I would just give them a chance to talk about it.
Why don't they talk about it? Well, mm-hmm. I talk about how awesome TSO host is because they sponsor us and they give us the bandwidth that we need to be able to bring shows to you live every single week. They give us the server space we need so that you can go and watch or listen to your favorite episodes at your leisure. Without them, they would not, without them, we would not be able to be here. I suppose without them, they would not be as happy as they are, because it's a nice warm, fuzzy feeling being able to support us. So what we need from you is to go out on social media, give them a shout out, saying that you appreciate that TSO Host is supporting the British Tech Network, because everyone needs a little validation and love in their life. And that would just be a nice thing to do. Excuse me. So please go do that. Also, if you need hosting or if you need domains, they've got your back. Use the discount code BTN20 to get a discount on those services. So thank you to TSO Hosts for being a sponsor. We are also sponsored by iMend Max, and they're awesome because first they bring Callum to us every single week, which makes the Mac show just an absolute dream. But also, they will fix your Apple gear responsibly, which means that instead of looking at, say, your MacBook Pro and saying, huh, new logic board, they'll actually go in and look and figure out what the problem is and replace the components that are screwed up or broken. So that means, like, if you have a Lightning port, Thunderbolt port, there we go, wrong device, Thunderbolt port, that's gone belly up, then they can replace the parts that are actually broken. And that means less waste in landfills. And that means you get your device back. And while the idea of getting a new logic board, it can be nice, if you're using products or apps that bind themselves to your logic board, the serial number on your logic board, it is a royal pain in the butt to deal with that when you get your Mac back from the Apple store and it has new logic board. And now you're kind of screwed with your Adobe Creative Cloud subscription because it's now bound to a logic board you don't have anymore, or, you know, stuff like that. So this is better just all the way around. Also, they have gear you can lease or buy, new and used stuff, and they're absolutely awesome. So Callum, do we have a device of the week?
I know I've said it a lot, but we've still got quite a number of iMac 21.5 inches left. They've now all been fitted with 500 gig SSDs, and they're £600. So, if you need a device for general use, anything like that, definitely one that will be really, really good for you. And we have an awful lot of them. So, do reach out and you get your 5% off as well.
Awesome. And Cal, thanks to you and everyone at iMend Max for being here for us. I'm concerned, have you run out of employees? Because I have not seen any limbs flying behind you today.
We're a little bit thin on the ground today. So everyone's arms and legs need a break. So.
They're running out of limbs.
Understandable. Okay,
but you're still there.
There's a limb. There's a limb shortage in the UK.
There's an everything shortage in the UK.
See, oh God, this is what happens with Brexit: limb shortage.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we hop back into to our predictions, I just want to give everyone a big thank you for keeping the Daily News Show alive. It could have ended in September after 13 years, but it didn't, because all of you are so absolutely awesome. And you stepped up and got money coming in to keep that show running every single week. It's it really is a great show. And thank you to everyone for keeping the show running. We need to remember, though, that it's just not a one-off thing, throwing a couple dollars and then walking away from it and assuming the show can continue. We need to keep money flowing in on a regular basis. Otherwise, at some point, instead of me saying thank you for supporting, I'll be saying, I'm really sad that the show is gone. So let's not have that happen, because a sad Jeff is a sad thing. Okay, so back to our predictions. And I have not been watching the chat room. Do we have a prediction from the chat room?
They're going around in circles right now. Like they started out with like what looked like a consensus, and then they kept throwing more stuff. So I don't know. I'm just gonna go with the first one that like seems to be. Go for it, Bob. Okay, so the first one was there is a new processor and it's called M1X, not M2. So new processor is called M1X, not M2. Or new processor is called M1X, doesn't matter. Like the M2 at this point doesn't really matter. So that would mean Callum has to start.
Plus 3, because I don't know how drastically they're going to change it, because plus 3, I'm not sure.
Plus 3, okay, you're not sure either way. Like it's.
I just, they could call it Furry Unicorn X. It doesn't. It's a bit like Tim's the shirt backside. Prediction.
Tim's backside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, yeah. We could call it Intel Core IM. I don't know.
Yeah, not too sure about that one.
Probably not that one. Sure, yeah.
Okay. Jeff, what are your thoughts on that one?
I'm going to go with minus 4, because I don't think they're going to throw an X on the end of the name. I think that they went to, from a marketing standpoint, have more of a distinction between the processor that they're currently using and the one that's going to be in this new MacBook Pro we're expecting. So it will be M2 or some, it'll be something, but not M1X.
Yeah. Okay, Chuck.
I'm going to go with Jeff on and make that plus 5 or minus 5.
Minus 5, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Jeff's spot on. I think it's a marketing thing. And I think if we, especially the thing, one of the things we all want is we want more than the 2 Thunderbolt ports. And the only way to do that, if they do it on the same chip, that you either put 2 chips in or you're going to have to, you know, make a big change. And that to me would be a big change.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chuck on this one and give it a minus 5. Reason being, I think the M1 is done. I mean, Apple added the X usually if they wanted to indicate that they had like within a year, within like a couple of months of the original, they had a new, more powerful iteration of it. But we've had a year of the M1 now. And I think Apple is just done with it. It's like, okay, like the next one is, I mean, if it's M2 or as I said, Tim's aunt's big toe, I don't know, doesn't matter. It's just, yeah, they're just done with it. They're just done with the M1 name. They have put it in all the devices they want. And I think they want to like differentiate it for the Pro, especially for the Pro parts, enough from the old ones. So that people buy new one, like new Macs. So for that reason, minus 5. Who's next? David.
I'm going to go with Jeff and Chuck and Patrice, minus 5. I agree. Marketing, the M1X doesn't make sense. It's going to be something else.
All right. In the chat room, it has 5+5. Good, that's the first round. And we've already done the ads, but I can talk about the chat if you want, like where to find it.
That sounds wonderful. Yes, please.
Let's do that. So if you're listening live, like today, especially is a good day to do that, then you should head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com. And there you can like join us live when we record for the big show. It's Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time. And for the Mac show, it's Fridays at 4 p.m. UK time. But let's say you're listening to this after the fact, like so many of you do, then there's also an easy way to get to like the chat, see what we talked about, see other links we posted and the cool things usually and like whatnot. And you can do that by heading over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and then navigate to the 15th of October, 2021. There you will find everything I talked about.
Awesome. Thank you, Patrice.
So round two, and that means Callum is going to start again.
Right. So you might have to help me out with the wording, but I think I've sort of got it nailed on. Apple are going to release a device with Pro in the name that doesn't have a screen. Yeah. So it could be Mac Pro, it could be Mac Mini Pro, or whatever else they come up with.
It could be HomePod Pro, it could be anything. Mm. Anything, any device that has a name Pro, but not a screen.
Yeah, doesn't have a screen attached. Obviously, you can plug one in if you want, but doesn't come with one attached.
Okay, but it's a new device. Like, it's not something like if they release, let's say, a new iteration of the iPods, the iPods Pro, the AirPods Pro, not the iPods Pro, the AirPods Pro. That would that count?
It has to be a device you can. It has to be a device you can. Oh, I don't really know. Oh, I forgot about them.
That's a difficult one.
I forgot about the AirPods.
Like, as I said, it could be HomePod Pro.
Sort of
it
Apple
has to be a device. It has to be a device that isn't a peripheral. So, for example, with AirPods, you need another device to utilize them. With a HomePod, you don't. With a Mac Mini or a Mac Pro or whatever, you don't. I think that's a way to differentiate.
So if it was a display, for example, a display wouldn't count either. No, well, okay. A display device without a display, without a screen, without a screen. Yeah, okay.
Like, there you go.
That would be so Apple.
So if they bring out AirTags Pro, then that doesn't count because you have to have an iPhone to use them. Oh, nearly. I'm plus five. I'm going to go for that.
Okay. Are we okay with the phrasing? I said a device with Pro in the name, but no screen. And in like as a clarification, no peripherals like AirPods, AirTags, etc.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Sounds perfect.
Jeff, what's your thinking on that one?
This actually plays very nicely into one of the predictions I have on my list, and I hadn't thought about the naming for it. So this is totally plausible. But at the same time, for what I'm envisioning, you wouldn't need Pro in the name. So let's go with -3.
Okay.
Which is weird because I'm totally with you, Callum, on everything except the word Pro in the name.
And Muller is saying Callum was... Muller is saying Callum was thinking about the Thunderbolt monitor, but no, because the monitor would have a screen, so it doesn't count. Also, it's a peripheral. Okay, Chuck, you're back here.
I'm going to go with +3 on this.
+3. Okay. What device are you thinking about?
The AirPods Pro.
Well, they wouldn't count. We said no peripherals, so AirPods, AirTags, would not count. Like it has to be like a standalone device in some sort. Like HomePod would be standalone because you can use it without a phone.
Okay. I'm still gonna.
I'm really happy with my guesses this time because I've really split people, which is good.
Yeah, you have. That's perfect.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stick with -3, though, still.
Okay, -3 in this case.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go with a -5. I can't honestly, I can't envision any device that would count there that I think Apple would release. I mean, if they did, let's say AR glasses, and they had AR glasses Pro, for example, let's just take that as an example. That's a peripheral because it probably would still need the iPhone, like unless it was completely independent, but like, I don't think so. So I just can't, I mean, maybe it's lack of imagination, but I can't imagine any device that would count. A device with a Pro internet. Well, you're right. Like a Pro device without, yeah. I mean, if they did a Mac Mini Pro, for example, that would actually count. So that's good. I'm not sure. I'm just going to go with a -2. I'm not convinced, but I'm also not 100% against this. Okay, David, your turn.
I'm going to go with a -5. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I don't think there'll be any announcement of that type of product.
Mm. Well, since you said there would be no Mac Mini, I think that kind of makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, chat room says -3 for Bob Beach. I'm just going to go with that one. Jeff, your turn then.
Okay. I'm having a difficult time deciding which off my list to go with. All right, I'm going to go with something that will just be very clear and very easy to figure out or to determine as the... Mm-hmm. The event plays out. There will be more women presenting than men.
Thanks, Jeff. Now I have to count again.
Oh, sorry. Now
every time I had to do a count and just see okay, what's going on? Okay, more women presenting than men.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And to be clear, I'm talking about people that identify as women, as mm-hmm. female.
And they active presenting, as we said before, like last couple of times.
Yes, they have to be an actual presenter, mm-hmm. not just someone you see on screen.
Yeah, like not some person in video running up a mountain or something like that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, as we've seen like last year. So.
Right. So of course I'm +5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chuck just dropped off, so I'm guessing something happened. Or the person who was chopping down a tree in the neighborhood.
Just chopped down his internet line.
Exactly. Yeah, okay, let's skip Chuck. More women than men. I'm going to go with a +4 on that one. I think it's about time, and I think Apple has been pretty close to that anyway. So, like, I mean, more just means 50-50, right? What is if it's 51-49? If it's 50-50, like exactly the same number.
It doesn't count because it's got to be more.
It has to be more. So it has to be at least one more. Yeah, okay, +4. And Chuck is back.
Was it just me?
It was just you.
Welcome back, Chuck.
I'm sorry.
You were thinking. I think down your like internet line.
Yeah, I think somebody. I think my internet blinked because I lost everything for a moment. So sorry about that.
We missed you while you were gone.
I'm sure. What are you saying in the chat room?
Okay, David, your turn.
Oh wait, Chuck didn't get to.
True. Yes, I skipped over him. Chuck, did you get what Jeff was saying?
No.
More women
sorry.
Will present than men.
Ah.
And more means 51%, not 50.
Wow.
Greater than, not greater than equal.
So if I go plus, I agree with that. If I go minus. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one. I'm going to go +3.
Okay. +3 for you. Okay. I should put the number in as well. That one. Okay. David, now your turn.
Let's say +2.
Okay. We're positive, but not 100%, all of us, basically.
Yeah. It varies. Every event mm-hmm. is always something different. Mm-hmm. Just like I'm thinking, is Craig mm-hmm. going to be on again? I was thinking about you doing that one, but I have a feeling he's not. So.
Mm-hmm. Minus oh, one from
that could
the...
be your thing.
Yes, could be. You could go the opposite and say he's not. And chat room is saying minus one, or at least Bob Beach is. Muller kind of dropped, I guess. And Callum.
I'm going to go plus four. I think, as you say, it's been relatively close. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't think it will be particularly deliberate. I just think it will be, it will happen, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I think so too. It's just going to be like, it just happens to be more mm-hmm. in this case. Okay, that means your last prediction, Chuck.
My last prediction. Kalma is going to appear to talk about hardware repairs for Max.
okay. Minus five on that one.
Yeah.
Plus five. And this is my big announcement. No.
Plus and 30. He's going to wear an Iron Max shirt.
Reading your mind, Cal. Okay, so I had this in my hip pocket. I'm going to predict that Craig Federighi will make a presentation appearance. Not a cameo.
Ferengi will make a presentation. Okay. Craig Ferengi will make a presentation.
Ferengi.
Plus five on that one. No,
plus five. I don't think we haven't seen Craig, and I think that they are not going to let him slide out of the public eye. I think they're going to keep him right there. So plus five for me, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially since we're guessing macOS Monterey is coming. So that's a good chance. And I'm going to agree with that one also with a plus five because like macOS is his thing. He is well liked, especially in the developer space. They usually don't use him in the iPhone event because like iPhone is not his thing and like other people should present. But I think for this one, as at macOS and so on, he will make an appearance somehow. It's like some presentation, some detail about macOS, maybe the new chip, something like that. So plus five. David.
I agree. Plus five. Yeah, because of Mac. Yeah, he's he'll be in the lab. He'll be talking about the Monterey and everything else. So yeah, mm-hmm. plus five.
Chat room says plus five too. So far we're all agreeing, which is not a good thing.
Plus five.
Callum. Ah, damn it. I was hoping you would say minus five.
No, it's an OS, isn't it? It's
mm-hmm. Well, so it's
same one as five if you want. I don't mind, but
no. You go with whatever you want. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It's gonna be. He's gonna be on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Plus five.
So our last hope is Jeff.
All right. So I think the likelihood that Craig is going to do a presentation, as opposed to just a cameo, mm-hmm. is pretty high. Mm-hmm. Yet, as someone who is horrible at gambling, I see this as a great opportunity for me. Minus five as a tactical.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's about winning and not about like.
Oh, yeah. I thought this was about predicting. I didn't know it was about winning.
No, it's about winning.
As evidenced by my state place in the standings, apparently.
I'm betting against myself right now with this one, but
that might backfire.
Oh, it almost assuredly will backfire. But if it doesn't, mm-hmm. it will be glorious.
Okay, so let's see what I have on my list. I wanted to go with a harder thing, but I think I'm going to go with a show thing. I just remembered today because I was watching the Steve Jobs tribute on YouTube earlier that has been about a week. And I'm going to say Apple is somehow going to talk about Steve Jobs, even in passing. Even if they just say, well, yeah, you know, Steve Jobs died like 10 years ago and we still remember him and I don't know, something. Like some mention of Steve Jobs. Could be a full-on video, could just be Tim Cook talking about him for like 30 seconds, something like that.
Does it have to be more than saying we're at the Steve Jobs Theater?
More than that, yes. Because okay. that's not about Steve Jobs, really. I mean, other than it's named after him. Like, that's more about the theater, obviously. So I'll add that as a clarification. Steve Jobs Theater doesn't count. Yeah. Obviously, if they just say, welcome to the Steve Jobs Theater, that's not about Steve, really. Apple is saying Apple is going to resurrect him. They just frosted him and cured cancer. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Obviously, I'm giving that one a plus five. I don't even know that.
So they'd actually have to reconstitute him first.
Yeah, maybe they stored his pattern in the pattern buffer and something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so who's on after me? That would be David.
I'll say a plus one.
Okay. Any reason for that? You're not sure?
I'm not 100% positive they would mention it because it's got a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. But it's possible.
Okay. Chat room needs a plus three. Okay. They say he will be mentioned probably. So a plus three. That's what Bob Beach said. Callum.
I'm going to go with a plus three as well. I don't think it's a dead cert, but I think there's a good chance that they'll definitely mention, you know, it's been 10 years or something along those lines. So.
Yeah, so almost exactly 10 years. Jeff?
They did their tribute last week, minus three.
Minus three, okay.
But it would be a nice gesture. But
definitely would be. And Chuck, what do you think?
I think Jeff hit it on the head, minus five.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Good one, though. It's split, everyone.
Yeah, it has split a little bit. So I was kind of fearing that everybody would agree and then it would be a zero. But, okay. Any reason for that, Chuck? Or is it just like...
I think... Done. You know, this is about this event, and I mean there are a lot of things they could mention, and I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. I just don't see that as appropriate. The only way I think that it could possibly happen is if they're doing it in the Steve Jobs Theater, then you know that might garner a mention, but I just don't see it. I think it's going to be all about whatever it's going to be all about.
All the new stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. That means it's David's turn.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Bennett rumor saying that they were going to add 120 hertz refresh rate MacBook Pro. I am going to go against that and say they are not going to mention it's going to have standard refresh rates, not 120. I'm going plus five.
So no change, basically no change to refresh rate.
Refresh rate. Not like the iPhone which got the variable 120 hertz. No, that they're talking about the Mac potentially having that. I do not think that's going to happen.
Okay. No change to refresh rate on the MacBook Pro.
Right. Plus five.
Okay. Chatroom probably needs a second for that one, so Callum.
I'm going to agree with David. I think it links into what I said earlier with Apple. The way they've been releasing the new M1 stuff is the sort of hardware other than the logic board's been pretty much the same. So I'm going to go, it'd be a plus five, that wouldn't it? So yeah, I don't think we'll see a major change in the display top.
Jeff, what are you thinking on that one?
I'm going to go with -4 because there's so much that's similar or even the same in the chips that they're using across the line now. I think it would actually be easier for Apple to add a variable refresh rate to the MacBook Pro than it would have been with the Intel processor Max. And that's another way to improve battery life. So let's go with -4. Why not?
Okay, Chuck.
-2. I like David's thinking. I like Jeff's thinking. So I'm going to head
to you're compromising.
I'm being conservative this particular round of Apple poker. The all in all or nothing seems to not work well. So
no.
I'm going to see if you guys can all blow yourselves out and I can.
Yeah.
Playing tactical.
Yeah, it's playing for it. I was just thinking about that. I mean, would that even work? Like they introduced it on the iPad first. So it's like the bigger display is not a problem. But I'm not sure, like with external monitors and so on, it would work.
Well, they could limit it to just the built-in display.
Yeah, they could, but then, Brian, I mean, it's kind of what's the point? So, and I mean, the Mac does already support different refresh rates, like just to be clear. Like you can, like it's fixed, but like you can go 60 or 30 or 100 or whatever, like. The Mac itself does support it.
Right. So the change here is that it's changing on the fly dynamically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go with Chuck and with Jeff, and I'm just going to go -4. Like, not going to happen. I don't think it's something that is very beneficial on a Mac, and I don't think it's something
you should change it to +4 because you're
saying
no change. Sorry, yes, you're right.
Because I'm saying it's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Just I'm thinking. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm with the others then. Yeah,
+4.
Mm-hmm. Yes, +4. So chat room is saying -2. So I'm guessing. There's a chance of 120, albeit it's likely. So they're thinking it could happen. Okay. So, okay. Good. Last
hard out. So
we're almost done. Yeah.
Are you okay on time?
Yeah. So far, Jeff, thank you.
Okay.
I'm just watching, but I think I'm okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have one more left anyway, which is the chat room. I'm just going to pick one of the previous ones since I didn't talk about it, which was Bob Beach said no AirPods announced, but no new Pros.
Bob Beach, mini LED on the new Pros.
Okay, so let's go with that one. Mini LED on the new Pros.
On MacBook Pros.
New MacBook Pros, yeah. And I'm guessing that's a +5. And then let's go for Callum.
-5. I think they're just going to keep it very standard other than logic board changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I absolutely love the idea of Apple doing this. And I don't think they're going to. But since I love it so much, I'm going to screw myself on getting a lot of points, and I'm going to go with -3 instead of -5.
Okay. Chuck.
Read it again, would you, Patrice?
Mini LED on the new MacBook Pros. Mini LED displays. That's, I think, the point. Display on the new.
So it's only, it would, okay, this is going to be only on the MacBook Pros. That's what I want to be sure of. I'm going to do a +3.
Okay. So you think that's going to happen?
I think there's a good chance it will. I think it would be a nice upgrade to, you know, everything.
I'm gonna go with Jeff on this one. I'm actually -4. I'm gonna go one up. I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't think the displays are gonna even change all that much. So no.
It's also very hard
to do it on that scale. So no, -4. David?
I'm gonna agree with you, Patrice. -4. I just don't think it's gonna happen.
Okay, so that locks in all the rounds that we have. We have a chance if someone wants to predict something without betting and just for bragging rights. You can mention that now. I'm just going to go round robin. It's ungraded. As I said last time, like most of our extra predictions were wrong as well. So we weren't very good at that one. Canon, do you have anything want to mention?
I predict that we're going to see that the new MacBooks that they release are going to have, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it, they're going to be exactly the same footprint and the chassis and everything's going to be the same, but the screens are going to be bigger on at least one of the MacBooks they release. So they're talking about the 14-inch, but I think it's still going to be the exact same physical sizes of 13.
Okay. New MacBooks will have same case but bigger screens. Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else or is that it?
I had one that they're gonna release on iMac bigger than 32 inches.
Oh, bigger than 32.
Yeah.
iMac bigger.
But that one I didn't really
32 want. Inches. We're just going to add it and let's see. Jeff,
I have anything four. Interesting?
Yeah.
My first one is there will not be an AirPods announcement.
Okay, no AirPods.
My second is there will be a new smart home product announcement.
Okay. Anything in particular you're thinking about?
It might be some new hardware product on Apple side, or it could be a new software partnership, but something that enhances the smart home market. Of course, it'll be tied into HomeKit.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a new AR product announcement.
Okay. New AR product. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that Apple will drop the low-end 8 gig RAM configuration for MacBook Pro.
Okay. Chuck, you got anything?
This might sort of step on some of the previous ones, but specifically, I don't think we're going to see any changes to the MacBook Air line.
Yeah, that
I think
makes sense.
I think that's just going to lay there and not be touched in this.
Okay. Is that all of them, or do you have more?
No, that was Jeff took my AirPods.
Well, you can still Jeff mention like AirPods. in this round it doesn't matter. If you want to mention it, you can mention it. Like,
yeah, I mean, I would be kind of surprised if we see the AirPods Pro in this announcement. I just don't think it fits with Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay, interesting. I'm gonna pick 4 as well. I got more than 4, but I'm just gonna stick to 4.
Like your Ted Lasso.
A new Apple hardware acceleration chip is announced. That was something I think I stole from another podcast, but I like that one. So meaning it could be like a graphics card that I talk about. It could be some kind of coprocessor, like not the M1 itself, but something extra on top of it that they talk about. It just would fit the Pro thing. Ted Lasso makes any kind of appearance, like whether it's in a video or on a like on a slide or in person, preferably in person, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think the HomePod will be mentioned somehow, the new Siri thing that's not coming out. I think they just want to mention that. And my hope that I picked last time and was wrong about, Apple Card expands into new countries. Again, like Apple Card as the physical card, not using it, because you can use it basically anywhere. Who's next on the list? David, do you have anything for us?
I will say they will add the MagSafe to the MacBook Pro. And then I do think they're going to announce an AirPods, not AirPods Pro, but I think AirPods, the newest edition. It kind of fits into the Unleashed thing. Kind of goes along the lines with this.
For sure.
Yeah. Kind of goes along the lines with the smart home stuff. You know, Jeff mentioned the HomePods potentially. I don't know if they'll be introducing a new HomePod. But yeah, I think those are two things I have.
Okay. Called it standard, no problem. Okay. And I think that's it. Do we get anything from the bet? It's about time. Good. Yeah. Then we're good. All right. That locks in the document. I'm going to publish that in our Slack room. And probably also like do a little screen grab for Twitter. So if people want to see what we predicted and see how wrong we were, awesome. That's where you can go.
Awesome. Well, since Chuck does have a hard out, before we get to anything else, where can people find you, Chuck?
Thanks, Jeff. MacVoices.com is where you can see everyone I talk to. We do Mac Voices live on YouTube at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV, Tuesday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Love to have you join us in the chat room there. Let's see, I think pretty much everyone here but Cal has been on, and some are turning into regulars, although Patrice has to go back to work, so I don't think she'll be a regular now for a little while.
For sure.
And come on over. And on social media, I'm at Chuck Joyner. Thanks, guys. This has been a lot of fun as always. It's Monday afternoon is going to be very interesting.
Yes, it is. And thanks for being here, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you soon.
Cool. Okay. So we have made it to the end of the show. And thank you, everyone, for being here. You all absolutely rock. And now that we got rid of Chuck, Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, every week here on the Mac Show on a Friday with these lovely people, including Chuck, who just had to leave. Also Thursdays on a big show with Jeff and some other lovely people. Everything I'm doing, like all the social media links and projects, and if you want to buy me a coffee, all of that, you can find on thepatrice.com. And if you want to listen to me talk to awesome people about food and food-related memories and just everything that goes with food, then head over to foodieflashback.com. And you can listen to that. And if you want to, like, if you want to be a guest on the show, I'm actually looking for guests right now. So let me know.
Awesome. You know, if you have not ever been on a podcast, you can still do Patrice's show because you have something to say about
absolutely food. I've had people on that like had never been on a podcast ever before. All they had was their phone and a headset, and that was it. And we did that.
And that's all you need to record a show. That and your passion for food. Mm-hmm. So
passion or not passion, doesn't even matter. Everybody has a story.
That's true. Even if you don't realize it, Patrice will find that story.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to Tom Ferry, and like he like doesn't care about food at all. And we talked about it for an hour. Like it's sometimes very interesting to see why people don't care about food.
So there's that. Very interesting. Yep. Callum, where can people find you?
You can find us and everything we do at immmax.com. We're on all the usual socials at immmax. I'm in the Slack room. I'm also on Twitter at O'Hara Callum. If you've got any questions, need any help with anything, just reach out and we'll do everything we can to help you. And I've had a lot of fun as well, as always.
Awesome. And as always, it's great to see you. Dave, where can people find you?
And me at InTouch.iOS at InTouch.iOS.com. By the time you listen to this, you'll have the latest episode with Jeff and Patrice be Yay. Out. Yay. And then you also find me on my YouTube channel at YouTube.com/DaveG65. I'm on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights here on The Mac Show. And I'm on Twitter, DaveG65. Great job, Jeff, and a lot of fun.
And thanks for being here, as always. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, jgamut both places, youtube.com/jgamut for my videos, and Tuesdays on Mac Voices Live. Last night, thanks for having me and Patrice on for In Touch with iOS. Thursdays also do the big show here on Fridays for the Mac Show, and then whatever else comes up during the week, because I kind of get around. Thank you again to all of you for being such an awesome panel and setting up all these predictions so that that once again, I can lose. And I'm seriously looking forward to seeing how our predictions play out come Monday. All of you that that participated in the chat room making predictions as well, thank you. Every one of you absolutely rocks. And someday, I'll get to see all of you and give you hugs, and it'll be awesome. And for those of you that are watching or listening to the recordings later on, thank you for being part of this too. We love having all of you as part of the show. And thank you to TSO Hosts for being our sponsor. Head out to your social medias and give them a shout out and a thank you, please. And thank you to IMNMax for being our sponsor as well. And for keeping some more tech waste out of the landfills. That's totally awesome. And thanks again to everyone that's been supporting the Daily News Show. You rock. Let's keep that going so that the show never ends. Wow, this has been awesome. And I'm trying to think, have I forgotten anything? I don't think I have.
No.
Except to say, we will see you next week. And everyone have an awesome weekend. Thanks for being here.